Christmas Memories, Advent Devotions from Lutheran Hour Ministries, presented by Pastor Gregory Seltz.
Fear turned into joy. Third day of Christmas, Tuesday, December 27th. Our text, Luke chapter 2, verse 10. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people." The days before Christmas are often anxious time for children because there's a lot of thought going into what you might receive that day. What if you end up with a stocking full of coal? And of course, there's always that dreaded children's Christmas program where you've got to memorize all those lines. But the days after Christmas were simply glorious no matter what. Playing with Christmas toys, listening to Christmas music, eating Christmas cookies. Life was good then. Well, when the shepherds first saw the brightness of the angel and the surpassing brightness of God's own glory, they were gripped with fear. But as the angel announced the birth of God's Son, their great fear gave way to even greater joy. Life was good. Life was really good for our first parents, Adam and Eve. God created them perfect and good. They knew God loved them, and they knew they could depend on Him to faithfully provide all their needs. Fear didn't enter the picture until they disobeyed His command and ate the forbidden fruit. At that moment, their perfect knowledge of God was replaced with fear and dread of His wrath and punishment. Well, we still live under that fear, too. It's a fear that comes from not knowing God perfectly or trusting Him completely. When times are bad or when troubles come upon us, we find it difficult to fully lean on Him. But that's why Jesus came, to take away our guilt upon Himself and pay the penalty for our sins in His suffering and death on the cross. With all sins removed and death completely conquered by Jesus' death and resurrection, there is nothing left to fear. Life is good indeed. Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, we rejoice that You sent Your Son to remove our fear by taking upon Himself the punishment we deserve. Let the peace of Christ rule in our hearts forever. In Jesus' name, amen.